Not many of you know, but some time ago I had a short, well, not that short, phase of interest or fascination in military Russians. It probably started watching some of those YouTube reviewers, and I just wanted to try it for myself, just out of sheer curiosity. In case you wonder, military rations, that's obvious. It's a pack of food issued to soldiers, to most of the armies around the globe, when they have no access to camp or to field kitchen at least. Some countries do those by single meal rations, others have 24 hour packs. Country from country, contents, the quality of the food inside varies, of course. If you'd like to check some proper reviewers, let's give you a couple names. There's Amy Mate in Japan. I mean, she's doing lots of food-related stuff. Had a few Russians as well. There's Steve 1989, famous by now, mostly for his vintage Russians. And when I say vintage, I mean dude had, I don't know how he got it, but he got a can of dried beef from Boer Wars. And that's like 1890 something, break of century anyway. So that was over 100 years old and he ate that. I also think he got a bit of a cracker or hot tack from American Civil War, so check out his channel. There's G-Schultz 9, this like a walking encyclopedia of Russians. He thoroughly researches history and contents of every Russian he reviews. There's Gundog, who just goes by his gut and remembering his old times in the army. This Kiwi dude, he's no longer active on the scene, I believe. But there's so many, many other people. There's RC Gasto, BT Temple from Canada, many, many, many guys. There's even our own Polish Delicious, I believe. So you can check those out. Why am I telling you this? Because I had a short time of doing my own reviews. They never took off. I just realized it's not really my cup. I end up with loads of material on my hard drive, not edited. May decide to share what I had posted on YouTube so far, if you don't want that. But I figured after quite some time and pretty much giving up on the hobby, because I said it's not that interesting to me. I mean, many American Russians are all similar. Polish are not the best quality for me. But there are some countries that you just hunt down and you get them when you can. I mean, French got awesome meals in tin cans, but they taste like real food. Japanese are amazing. I think I had some from Australia or New Zealand. They had same company producing them from both, and I didn't even have full ration, just odd bits and pieces packed together. But those were quite good. I can't even remember Singapore one. I remember hunting that down. Yep, don't remember. I would have to look for the photos to remember that. British, if you find something with pasta in it, they're delicious. If you get potatoes, that's the British cuisine, as you may imagine, it is. Anyway, back to the story. Finally, I found me a Swedish Russian. And what I like to do today is unpack it, go through the contents. I mean, the contents are listed on the label on the bag, which I will describe to you in a moment. But, you know, see for myself what it looks like, what's inside. I'm pretty darn excited about that. And if you'd like, maybe try to do a bit of either taste review for you later, or just, you know, sit down to a meal and eat while chatting with you. That's probably a bad idea, but I'm just throwing it out there, okay? So, Swedish 24-hour ration. It's backed by 24-hour meal. That's the name of the company. They produce this kind of ration both for military use and for civilian use. You can readily buy them off the website. Though on the own website, I think there's a components. I saw another shop had full rations for like 30 euro a piece. So I think that's pretty solid price for, as I said, 24 hour worth of food. I got menu number 3, and it says it packs 3,600 calories. So that's a lot of calories if you're active and out there. For me, that would be probably 2, maybe 3 day worth of food. It's packed in this thickish plastic bag. Got a handle for carrying like a shopping bag or for hanging on a hook, maybe. Only it weighs quite a bit. I think it gives net weight as 1812 grams. I checked and that would be a little over 4 pounds, so you can imagine. And this is not that heavy when you consider that this is, or at least should be from what I recall, a freeze-dried meal. So the mains are dehydrated, unless I'm wrong. And that would be a nice thing to check out. But that's usually the deal. The food, the mains are either packed in retort pouches or they are freeze-dried, need to add water to reconstitute. I think these actually might be retort pouches. Oh well, I might just have get myself freeze-dried another time. More discoveries. That's the part I love about this, you know, discovering what kind of food is in there. Because, as I said, Americans got loads of red sauce. Japanese, lots of fish. French, then later my cooking, it's out of rotation by now. But there was this one Holy Grail ration which had, I believe it was ostrich meat in with pasta and cranberry sauce. Curious experience. As I said, at this bag, company name, black sticker with contents in English, French and Swedish, nutritional information, menu number. It was packed in May 2019, and it's good before, best before September 2021. So super fresh ration actually. Okay, let's just dig inside. Okay, let's dig inside. There's this notches to tear off the top of the bag or the handle part. And the bag itself got a Ziploc, so you can make sure the contents won't get lost in your backpack. Straight off, yup, these are wet meals, you can call them, not freeze-dried. So that's why 2 kilos of pack. I guess this would be breakfast. It's rice pudding with cinnamon and cardamom taste. 430 gram portion. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm keen on the rice pudding, but that will be interesting. And by the way, I will put down photos to all the stuff below so you can see what I'm talking about. Okay, next is another red Ritter pouch with first of the mains, which is chicken, sweet and sour pasta. Product of Thailand. For packed for Danish company, product of Thailand. Yeah. Outsourcing is good. So we got that. And the last main is, we're back to Blah Band company. These are marketed by some Swedish company, but produced in Finland, I guess. Same as the rice pudding. And this one is Mexican casserole with lentils and potatoes. Yum. I love some lentils. Contents. Potatoes, carrots, corn, onions, red pepper, lentils. It's going to be nice. Yeah, and just like that, the bag is way lighter. That's 46, 860. What's your weight? Beautiful, huh? 400. So we got 1.20 kilo, 1.30 kilo almost of food there. So we got 0.5 kilo left in the bag. So what else we got? Lemon flavored cake by Orifo Brand. Orifo Brand is actually present in Swedish, in Danish, in UK, Russians too. The ones for United Nations Corps. Lemon flavored cake, that'd be nice. Smaller pack of digestive biscuits. You need to be regular when you're on the field. Two beer bags, isotonic drinking powder, apple flavor and exotic flavor. Pouches are actually quite big because you can fill them with water and drink straight from the pouch. You don't need any mugs with you. Okay. Orifo tuna lime and pepper. Okay, I like me some tuna. Got a packet of organic cashew, sea salt, dry roasted, sea salted. Yeah, I still don't know what people see in cashews. But salted, they're passable. I wonder if the bag should be lined with something because it feels a bit paperish. So I hope it will be fresh inside. Taste of South Africa. Chili beef, marinated prime lean beef, air dried and sliced. It's kind of like beef jerky, just in pieces. I like this kind of snack. It's actually quite a nice idea because you can just chew on the go, get fed while the move. Okay, so we got another Orifo bar. Cereal bar, cranberry. Yay, I love cranberries. And I remember this particular packaging from the British Russians. Got two protein bars, raspberry and chocolate flavored, 17 gram protein each. Okay, we got chocolate bar, of course. You have to have your chocolate. I mean, it's sugar, it's other stuff, and it's awesome for your morale, I guess. The spoon, not too big but sturdy. All these small bits and pieces, and like that, the bag is empty. And as advertised, there's a lining inside to separate into trash compartment. It's a nice idea. What we got here? We got three packs of Clonbert coffee, three disinfection wipes, wet wipes, and 3 packets of chewing gum, spearmint, peppermint, and eucalyptus. That's curious. I never once saw eucalyptus chewing gum in a ration. That will be fine. My only complaint so far, there's no tea. And I need me some tea. There's no sugar, as you might have noticed, and no whitener for the coffee. So I might try one packet, but save the rest for what I said. I like my coffee either sweet, as Pelitos Neil Gaiman, who said, I drink my coffee black as sin, sweet, black as night, sweet as sin. Or just, you know, something fancy with more milk and coffee in it. So yeah, that's the contents of that Swedish 24-hour ration, menu number 3. I list the contents in the post, put the photos in, and let me know if you'd like to test it out with me, and in what way. If it go, if you know, just put together a meal and sit through it with me, or if you just like some quick and dirty run through of a few separate meals put together. Okay, talk to you soon, guys. Bye-bye.